Motor Talk with David Berthon for Ozcar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit ozcar.com.au.
Suzuki's small swift hatch has always been a perennial favourite, a small car with real appeal and charisma, so the arrival of the much-awaited new model was most welcome mid-year, and I've just driven the entry-model Swift GL Navigator in automatic priced at $17,990 drive away. On first appraisal, the latest Swift differs little, but it's new from the ground up. The previous model had been with us since 2010, a popular small car, especially with private buyers, with a good reputation for reliability and low cost of ownership. As a driver, the new Swift feels very accomplished for a light car, polished and well-sorted, agile dynamically and very easy to drive. A 1.2-litre engine with CVT automatic, the GL Navigator is great value for money, more affordable to a Mazda 2 Max by several thousand dollars, featuring a 7-inch colour touchscreen and sat-nav, a rear-view camera and 16-inch alloy wheels. The styling of this latest Suzuki Swift has put a somewhat European flavour on this small Japanese hatch. The interior is sporty with intuitive controls and well-sized air vents, great seats, and a smart race car-style steering wheel with a flat bottom that makes entry and exit so much easier. As a whole, however, the interior disappoints, with hard plastic the norm and taking away some of its class. As a driver, though, the 3-cylinder 1-litre turbo is a really impressive engine with a throbby note that gives it a lot of character. I'm David Berthon.